is well with my soul. 316.
Health
even as thy soul prospers. Sometimes people tell us, well, as long as you have your health, that's the most important thing. That's not what the Bible says. It says that I desire that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. It's the prospering of the soul that's the most important thing. And that spills over into our bodies. Praise God. Sometimes, somehow Christianity, or part of Christianity, has turned that upside down. And we want to prosper and be in health first, and then we'll take care of our soul later, if we have time. And you never do. But you put the soul first. My relationship with the Lord first. I want to be as healthy as I am on the inside. Somebody said, if we had the same symptoms when our soul was sick, if we felt pain because our soul was sick, we coughed and sneezed and all those things, I wonder how many of us would be very healthy today. But we don't have those symptoms, but there are other symptoms that we can pay attention to. Praise God. But let's write it to this song. He knew something about that. It's well with my soul. And if it's well with my soul, then everything else is well also. Praise God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll help us to lay the greater emphasis upon our soul and our relationship with you. And Lord Jesus, that as we prosper in our soul, that you will cause that to spill over into our natural life, our everyday living, that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory, that you will take care of our bodies, teach us how to partake of your health. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that we can be blessed in our soul today and be enriched in our inner man. And so, Lord, we pray. Come to us and help us, Jesus, to open wide to you. No matter what's happening in our life, Lord, no matter what's happening in our bodies, oh God, don't let us neglect what God can do for us in our souls. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, sometimes I've gone to people to visit them. They've been sick, and I've gone to pray with them and maybe encourage them a little bit. And then I left the house more encouraged than they were. And that's because there's something, there was something in their soul that even though they were sick in body, their soul was prospering and they were rejoicing in the Lord. And they encouraged me. They knew how to draw comfort from the Lord for themselves. And then that comfort spilled over into my life. I thought it was supposed to be the other way around. I was going to encourage them. And we've all experienced that. Sometimes we've gone to help people and we know that they're in need. And then we find that God is doing such a wonderful work in their soul. And we get blessed by that. Praise God. And so let's keep our souls open to Him this morning. And let's continue to worship Him as God has been enabling us to do. Let's see what God has for us this morning. I'm so interested to see what the Lord has for us, the one and another. Come to these meetings excited and hungry to hear from the Lord, and He won't disappoint us. So let's give ourselves to Him again this morning. It is well. Jesus is dearer than all.
especially great is God. Come.
Dear Lord, we're so thankful for your blessing over this camp. Thankful for the things that you have done in the Squatch Rock area of the camp and among the campers. We want to pray today for your continued blessing. Remember especially our campers, Lord. We thank you for bringing each one of them up here. We thank you for what you have done in their hearts. We thank you for what you have done through Sister Mary, for the wisdom that you've given her, and for how you've given her strength, and you've given her wisdom to lead these girls. And I just pray that you would continue to work in these last few days, that they would get a real hold of you, a real understanding of what it is to have a relationship with you, that they'll be able to go home and live that way. Pray also for the cottage. Thank you for how you have been revealing yourself to these young children. Pray also for them that you would do something that they would know is real, and that they would be able to understand you and what it means to have a clean heart. And they would even be able to go home and take that to their families. There would be salvation throughout the whole family.
Yes.
Pray that you would continue to bless us also on this side of the camp. Continue to just reveal yourself to us as you can help us to get a closer understanding, a closer relationship with you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.